Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing no contact support. So before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, dateme.tips. That's www.dateme.tips. Do you need help trying to save your crumbling relationship? Would you like advice on how to try and get your ex back? Or maybe you need an action plan on how to try and get a girlfriend or boyfriend? I provide email coaching on all of these subjects and can help your specific situation. Visit my website, dateme.tips, to find out more details. That's www.dateme.tips. You will also find on my site the books that I've written, my clothing range, and other information. So now let's get back to the podcast, which is no contact support. And if you're wondering what that means exactly, it's me giving you the encouragement and the support to proceed using the no contact rule. And if you need a quick reminder on what that is, the no contact rule is something that I suggest you use to give yourself the best possible chance to try and reattract your ex. So if you was in a relationship and you was dumped, the relationship ended and it was not your decision, then I suggest you use the no contact rule as a way of trying to reattract your ex, because ultimately you can't persuade your ex to take you back. You can't beg them, you can't barter with them, you can't try and reason with them. The only way your ex will decide to take you back or to try to build a brand new relationship, which is on a more solid foundation, is that their attraction to you must grow naturally. Because unfortunately, if they've dumped you, their attraction to you, their romantic, emotional attraction, is very low. And we need to try to raise that. And using the no contact rule is a great way of doing this, because what you are subconsciously saying to them is, I'm not happy with what you've said, but I accept the decision and I'm going to move on. Even if in your mind you're really struggling and you're desperate to hear from them, if you are able to just never contact them again unless they contact you first, then you are subconsciously telling them you are okay and you will find somebody better. And what that does subconsciously to your ex is that if they hit a bump in the road, if they find out the grass isn't greener, if they have that moment where they start to consider their life isn't that great being single, or maybe they got into a rebound relationship and it ends very quickly, as they often do, then they'll start to wonder about you. And if you're being strong and you're accepting their decision and you have not contacted them or bombarded them or annoyed them, then they will start to think, maybe I was wrong, you know, maybe I'm not that great a person, maybe they're happier without me, because they're not begging, they're not asking me to change my mind, they've actually just accepted it as if, you know, it wasn't really a big deal. And if these thoughts start to manifest in somebody's mind and their life isn't going so great all of a sudden, then there is a very high chance they will reach out to you. And although there is not a 100% guaranteed way to get your ex back or to get your ex to contact you again, this is the best way. There are many versions of the no contact rule that people promote, but I always promote the version in which if somebody dumps you, you will never contact them again unless they contact you first. And if and when they do contact you, that is when you build a conversation with them and you kind of move slowly into connecting yourselves emotionally again. So I go into all of this in other podcasts, so please make sure you subscribe and check all of those out so you can find out the following steps, because it is very important to know what to do if and when they do contact you, because you need to be rebuilding your connection and building a new, stronger relationship together. But at this point, I'm talking about trying to give you the no contact support, the no contact encouragement, because if you're going through no contact, it can be a horrible time. It can feel like a mixture of drug withdrawal and grief, and you're desperate to hear from your ex, and you're thinking to yourself, if you don't contact them, then they will get with somebody else, they will be in a relationship, they will forget all about you, and it drives you crazy. And you're desperate to start begging them to change their mind. And what you need to know, and I hope this will feel as some comfort and some support, is that you are not making anything worse by not contacting them. If anything, you're making things better. You are improving your chances. Now, there are always exceptions. You know, you need to use your common sense. If there is an emergency, or maybe you work together, or you've got children together, then of course there is going to have to be some contact. But use your common sense with this. And if you're in a position where there is no emergency, where you don't have children together, where you don't work together, and all of these kind of things, then if somebody dumps you, you know, they're telling you, I no longer want to be in a relationship with you. So you begging them, that is not going to make them change their mind, because they are already thinking of you as low value. And if you start begging them, you're subconsciously putting them as even higher than you, even higher value, and you're looking even lower. It's not going to reattract them. You need to be the person who says, you know, I'm not happy about this, I want to carry on, I love you, all those kind of things. But then you say, I accept your decision, and if you ever want to talk, just get back in touch. You need to make sure the door is left open. If you start shouting at them, if you're being horrible, you know, if you're getting really emotional, if you're being a person that you wouldn't want to spend time with, then why would anybody else want to? If you're full of negative emotions, then why would they want to come back? You know, we're not talking about being unrealistic. Of course you're going to be upset. You're not going to be smiling necessarily as you say these things. You know, it's about being real, but also about being emotionally stable and emotionally controlled, and just being adult about it. Just being somebody who's saying, look, if you ever want to talk, just get in touch. And then you leave it, you walk away, and you try to move on with your life. And even though you're really struggling, and even though you want them back, you go through a period of no contact, which you will not break unless they contact you first. And with all this free time you'll now have, because you're no longer in a relationship, you can use it for self-improvement. You need to become a version 2.0 of yourself. You need to be a better person than the person they remembered, because if and when they come back, they need to be like shocked with the wow factor of how you're a better person. So you need to be more emotionally stable. You need to be better skilled. You know, what skills can you learn? It could be educational, it could be work related, it could be creativity. You know, it could be anything. It could be learning how to cook, learning how to change a car tire, learning a new language, learning something new which is going to help you progress at work, learning a creative skill. It could be anything like that. You want to be looking after your health, your fitness. You want to be fitter, healthier. You know, you just want to be looking better in general. Just be a better person. And you've got all this time now to work on yourself, for if and when they come back, not only would they be coming back because their life hasn't turned out as great and they're wondering where you are and they're thinking, you know, probably I've made a mistake. You know, they don't seem that bothered about me. They are not begging me, so maybe I wasn't all that great. And they're already coming to you from a position of being lower than when they left you. But not only that, they then see you as somebody that's even better than they remembered, and that puts you in an incredible position. So I hope you are using this encouragement that I'm giving you now to maintain with the no contact, to maintain the self-improvement. Because if you don't get your ex back, if they don't contact you again, if things don't work out, then you will find someone better. So it's win-win for you. You will either get back with your ex, and it could take days, weeks, months, it could be a year. You know, there's no time limit on these things. You could be shocked and really surprised at when your ex reaches out, just when you least expect it, just when you think you will never hear from them again, is often when you do. But if you don't, if you are one of those instances where your ex really doesn't get back in touch, and this does happen, there is no 100% guaranteed way to make them get back in touch, well, you will meet somebody better. you will meet somebody who's a better fit for you. And you might not want to hear that right now because you're focusing on your ex, but just use that as a positive. This is win-win. You either get your ex back or you will find somebody even better, a better connection for you, because you're going to be doing your self-improvement. You're going to be a better person. So you are going to be in a position to attract somebody who is even better for you. So please maintain the no contact. You know, what other option do you have? Think of it in that way. What is your other option? Begging them, trying to persuade them, trying to barter with them, trying to reason with them. How is that going to help? They see you now at best as a friend and at worst as an enemy or somebody that they don't really even know anymore emotionally. You can't persuade somebody to be your girlfriend or to be your boyfriend that you've just met. You know, if you just met somebody on the very first meeting, you cannot persuade them to be in a serious relationship with you. So how can you persuade somebody who sees you with that little value now? At the moment, your ex sees you at very low value, at best as a friend and at worst as an enemy. Either way, not in a romantic way. They do not see you in a romantic sense. And this means that you cannot persuade them. You cannot reason with them. Just think to yourself, think of somebody that you just have no romantic feelings for. Could they persuade you? No, they couldn't. And unfortunately, that is how your ex sees you. You need to raise their value of yourself in their eyes. You need to become a more valuable person in their mind. And the way you can do that is being emotionally stable, accepting what they say, and improve yourself. They have said the relationship is over. Accept that. Do not chase them. Do not become even lower value. Do not beg. Do not plead. Leave them. They said it's over. Accept it. Improve yourself. And hopefully, for your benefit, they will get back in touch. And by that stage, the ball is in your court. You know, you can source out my other podcasts. You can check out my book on my website, which is specifically designed to help you get your ex back. Or you could maybe go on my website and get the email coaching that I do so I can help you specifically with your unique situation. But ultimately what I would say is if and when they get back to you, it's your choice. You know, you would be a better person. You've got options. You might not want them back. They dumped you. You might have, you know, offers from other people to date. So this is the encouragement I'm giving you. You will either get your ex back or you will find somebody better. Please maintain the no contact. If they are the person who dumped you, you are worthwhile, you do have value, you are a good person, and just because they've ended the relationship, it doesn't mean you won't be happy again. Trust me, I've been there. I felt like my life, you know, couldn't get any better because a relationship I once had ended. But I'm living proof, just as the many thousands and millions of people are that have gone through this, you will either get your ex back, or you will find somebody even better. And you just need to believe in yourself, believe in the system. If somebody has dumped you, never contact them again unless they contact you first, and just continue with your self-improvement, health and fitness, skill set, education, mindset. Do the self-improvement and the rest will come to you. The harder you work, the luckier you become.